You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do.
Bobby.
Let's go.
Vamos. Okay. It is a big show today. We got lots of drama.
So sorry I'm late. I was at a bachelorette party.
Okay. So much to discuss. I was going to say discuss. I don't know why.
Wow.
Okay, because look, we missed the United States men missed the World Cup in 2018, and that we thought that was the peak of drama, of gossip, okay, of chisme.
Right, and people said like, "Yo, we're bringing." Thank you, Jay Pumi, for hitting that follow button. We thought, all right. Apparently, there's multiple accounts for some of these guys.
Fuck. You'll be on. That's your job.
If you're not following, if you're not watching on Twitch, you're missing out.
Okay.
So the point I'm trying to make is, what was I saying? I was in the middle of saying something.
I have no idea, but we have to block troll. Apparently, this is the thing. Real quick, I know we're doing on the podcast. We'll get to the introductions, but apparently, Twitch has been having a problem recently with like either a lot of trolls, hate raids, a bunch of things like that. So maybe this is part of that. I don't know. I heard about it happening, and maybe we're the latest victims of it.
Right? Well,
we got God.
So, well, I mean, they only go after big accounts. So I mean,
hey, you know what it is?
Just us, you know.
Beats MK, thank you so much for the sub. Very much appreciated. So yes, hello everybody. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show here right on Twitch every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right. We're also the gulliest, but you already know that. We're also the most likely to miss or go outside the bubble. You feel me?
Okay. Welcome to another Prem show. Even though it is an international break and all the leagues in Europe have not been going, happening, and the games are not being played right now. The international break which is usually everybody, you know, this is happens in Europe a lot too, where they're like, oh, international break, hate this, I can't wait till this is over. And now, no, it is. I hate that this is gonna end this international break because, lot of craziness, and we'll start with some of the players that are playing out in Europe. They're obviously they send them all over the world to explore for 3 points in some World Cup qualifiers. All right, and
bro,
some players are exploring for a couple other things. All right, okay, they're out here scavenging when they should be focused on one thing and one thing only is getting some goals, getting 3 points, and not leaving the U.S. men's national team fans in a state of shock and panic after every game.
So what you're saying is we're going to punish the multitaskers? Is that what we're going to do?
I know. It's crazy, right? Because, I mean, when you want to talk about efficiency, okay, on the pitch, off the pitch, on the bed,
you know? Here's what I heard is that certain players have the ability to go in and out of the bubble and get into form of exercise and training.
Is that what we're calling women's body parts nowadays? The bubble?
Yo, my God. You know I got that bubble, my G.
Okay. So, obviously, we don't have to be coy forever. We're talking about Weston McKennie. These
are all rumors.
Rumors. We're out here. We're listening to the same gossip everyone else is. We're comedians, not journalists. Yeah, we're like faux media. I don't know what we are. All right, we're out here on Twitch. People are making inappropriate comments, and we have to ban them. All right, I don't know if Grant Wall's dealing with this. Okay,
right? Or maybe he's behind it. You know.
But yes, Weston McKennie sent home after breaking COVID protocol in Nashville. Did not play the game against Canada, which ended 1-1. A goal from Brendan Aaronson, a goal from Kyle Larin. It was a tough game, difficult game, I think, from the U.S. perspective, difficult game to watch from the Canada perspective. You got to love it, right? Big point against your rivals, a team that you struggle to beat. Huge for Canada. But let's just try to make sense of what this Weston McKennie situation, right? Because all we heard was he broke protocol. He was left off of the game. And then on Grant Wall's podcast, Football with Grant Wall, and Chris Whittingham, Landon Donovan is on there recapping the U.S. men's national team matches. And then this is what sends the USMNT hashtag into a firestorm, because he says he knows what happened. He's not going to say what it was, but he's very disappointed in Weston, and he cannot believe he did that, and that it is what he did is beyond repair. So
this is what caused all the issues.
This is it's Landon's fault.
Then everyone was like, well, then it must have been horrific. It's like, yo, broke COVID protocols. He's going home. Homie went to a bar, right? Something.
Right,
you know, he didn't pay attention to the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You move on. But this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Selfish thing.
Beyond repair, and those two words next to each other are really, like, it is, did he hurt a puppy? Like, to me, that is beyond repair.
Right.
What could he have really done? And we don't know. Literally, the only reporting we've gotten was from...
OCAV said, was he wearing an orange tracksuit? You son of a bitch.
I mean, look, who can resist spending time with a man in an orange tracksuit? This is the only journalist that has gone on record saying what might have happened. And this was Jeffrey Carlisle from ESPN. And he says right there, sources say Weston McKennie was sent home for multiple violations of the USMNT COVID-19 protocol, including bringing in an unauthorized person inside the team's bubble, also spent night outside the bubble. And they said through the internet first on the unauthorized person violation. So before this, I mean, the rumors were crazy, right? And if U.S. Soccer wasn't going to put out a statement to say what he specifically...
Bay Area Gunas said he stepped on Berhalter's Jordans. Yeah, you're out.
Yeah.
Go back to Italy. Actually, on the way to Italy, you need to stop by the Jordan shop and pick me up a fresh pair.
Okay.
You go to Flight Club. Okay? And then from Flight Club, you go straight to Milan.
Exactly. And tell them tell them where to ship it. Ship it to my house.
Or Torino. My bad.
So U.S. Soccer did not put out a clear statement as to why he was being suspended. So that leaves the room open for interpretation. We are.
And we have it.
The rumors.
As Nibiru Nation put, Sucio Weston. It's not going away, because there's now, we have a speculation. And now rumors get voted on, right? This is like, rumor mill is a lot like Reddit. You don't pick what goes to the top.
No.
What goes to the top is what everyone agrees we like to hear or see the most, and that right now is that Weston McKennie smashed Christian Pulisic's sister.
Which is insane that it got there. I have no idea if this is even within a realm of reality or possibility, but that was the biggest rumor going around.
Was she even there? You know? How is this the rumor?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolute madness that's where it got to, but the problem is that there was no specifics put out. And then we also saw, it also seemed like it wasn't that big a deal when Weston put out his statement on Instagram story saying that he broke COVID protocol. He apologized. He's very sorry. And then he hopes that he can play in the next game against Honduras. The next day,
you ain't gonna do that from Italy. Yeah, bro.
that was like, nope, you ain't going anywhere. So it must have been very, very bad. It seemed like it wasn't that bad when that happened, but as soon as he got sent home, then it was like, okay, it must have been serious if that was the case. So,
well, you heard when they sent him home, he actually asked if they can get a plane ticket for the next day because he was trying to get in that one more time. You feel me?
You gonna do me like that? Damn.
I mean, now what? There is no bubble, what? Right? So.
I didn't know U.S. soccer was a cock block. Damn, bro.
Damn. So you just hating on me for being able to smash it? Did you want it first? Is that what happened?
I thought we was boys or whatever.
All right, my boy. I mean, come on, my guy. You so go
this
put
is
it.
This is crazy. And obviously, we have no idea if this is true, but the fact that this is going around and the reason U.S. soccer has to be kind of clear with this stuff, and it's not to say that they have to put out the salacious details, yeah, spill the tea like crazy, but we know, you know, from remember STL podcast. Oh, thank you for gifting a bunch of subs.
Your boy Garf.
You love it. Thank you.
Just Garf Brooks.
Garf Brooks is a different breed, bro. He's different. Yeah. It's a trap god, Garf Brooks. Okay. So, we remember what happened with John Harkes and Eric Winalda. There's a precedent of like drama with happened in U.S. soccer.
I don't want to interrupt, but we got a new player that you look like. Luke Sturgio said, "I come in and Christian's looking like Adriana French."
Yes, I went. I told my barber, "Give me the French." Yeah.
Give me the French.
Thank you, Luke. Appreciate it. So this has happened before, and this is why the rumors can get out of hand.
But let's aid those rumors in getting out of hand, because now people want to know. Dimitri said, "What's Alexis's theory?" I got a theory. I don't know if it was Christian Pulisic's sister. If it is, I don't care, and neither should Christian, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't think, you know, they're adults.
It doesn't bother me. Yeah, thank
right?
you.
Somebody said, like, oh, they should have asked Christian. No, you don't. You don't ask the dude if you could smash his sister. Go ask the sister. You know what I mean? This isn't Game of Thrones where you can ask someone for their sister. That's not how this works. So, you know, if somebody asked me to sleep with my sister, I would fight them. Not because they want to sleep with my sister and have some weird ownership over her, but because you now put that image in my head. You know what I mean?
Don't need it. Don't need
it. No, you catching hands, you know? So if you want to have, you know, relations with, you know, and Weston, what, Christian Pulisic's sister, and she wants to with you, have at it. The problem I have here is that it's during the bubble. But see, they said he had two offenses, right? He left the bubble and then he brought somebody back to the bubble. I don't think it was the same night. I think this is why I think it's so bad. I think it happened. Oh, he was warned by one, and then the other one happened.
I can't bring anybody to the bubble.
I'm going to bring somebody in. That's exactly what happened.
Right.
I think he went out and partied, and they were like, "Dog, you broke the COVID bubble. You can't do that." He was like, "I can't go out." And they're like, "No." He's like, "All right." So, you know, I'm going to bring somebody in. You know what I mean? And they're like, "Dude, we just told you."
Yeah.
And that's why he's in trouble. And I think that's why it's so unforgivable. You know what I mean?
Sure. And again,
did you ever go on a class trip and break their, you know, rules?
Alexis, what do you think? No, I'm a good kid. Not. I've literally always been a good kid.
Dude, Latin, he put, "Hey, Alexis, can I?" She would cut you, dog. She would cut you. I mean, any level of hood I am, she's multiplied by 1,000. Right. My sister sleeps with a blade in her mouth, dude. She's crazy.
So, hold on.
I went on a class trip, boys on one side, girls on the other. We weren't allowed anywhere near each other. And what the teachers did was they put tape on the outside of the door so that if we left in the middle of the night,
I've heard of this. Yeah.
They would know. So there were a couple of rumors. One was that if you put the blow dryer up to the door where the tape was, in the gap, that the tape would unstick.
Okay. So the fear was you open the door and the tape rips and now you're screwed.
Yeah.
So they know you left. So I have the blow dry up to the door gap and I said, hey, how am I supposed to know if this works? Like, we're just going to hold this up for an indeterminate amount of time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then take the chance of opening the door, hoping that this worked. And they go, good point. And then my boy goes, yo, don't worry. I bought tape. And I was like, how are we going to put that tape on the outside of the door? And he goes, I didn't think about that. I'm like, get this blow dryer off this door frame.
I remember in my senior trip in high school, I didn't participate in this, but I remember this is what they did. It was the same thing. There were chaperones, and they basically stayed out in the hotel like hallway, and they didn't so basically make sure no, you know, the boys were in separate rooms and the girls were in separate rooms. But some of the boys, what they decided to do was there were rooms that were
connecting balconies.
Not connecting balconies, but the windows were next to each other, and they climbed out of the windows, hung on to the windowsills, and went into the girls' rooms. Craziness.
They almost died?
They did it, yeah. There must have been enough space for them to feel safe to do it, but it was a thing. And I'm not simply saying, like, it happened and, you know, one of my friends, I really didn't do it. And I was like, oh, all the cool kids are hanging out with the girls. I was like the sad kid. Anyway, so in general.
Wait, did they get caught?
I don't think they got caught. I don't think they got caught. No. Or maybe, I don't remember. Nobody got in trouble. I know that.
Look at this. The Q20 said, yep, tape thing happened on our class trip. We got caught because of glass in an elevator in a hotel. Could you imagine? You were in that elevator going down like 30 floors, and you're like, ah, you can see us. We got nothing to do. Get
yeah,
out of here. Get
you
out here.
Didn't take that one into consideration. That's so funny. So look, in general with this stuff, like, I hate that this is, you know, that like this rumor, this stuff is very sensitive, especially for a team trying to do something, you know, trying to complete this very, very difficult task, which is make it into a World Cup. I don't know. I hope that these, you know, I in general, I just hate the discourse of like how people are bringing up. If somebody was talking about your sister all day on the internet as just possibly somebody, you know, one of your friends hooked up with her, it's not great. That's the part.
Yeah, no, that's kind of annoying. I would say if someone was talking about you, if you're Didi Pulisic, you know, that's her name.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what she goes by. Yeah, you're probably not enjoying it. But also, ain't no one saying anything yes or no. So the internet's going to do what it does. And it's just going to run with this rumor.
So
you're going to be pregnant by the end of this week if someone doesn't say something and fixes corrects what this is.
It's just, look, it is one of those things. If a statement is not made from U.S. soccer,
it's just going to continue.
It gets out of hand.
Until something else happens.
Yeah. And look, and the people who are running U.S. soccer are generally older people, you know, not old, but like, you know, there might be.
They're not internet savvy.
Yeah, it's not even that.
Savviest.
They're not. It's not their focus per se all day. But a lot of these guys, when they're not playing and they're not training, they're on Twitter. They see everything. They see what people are saying.
The only time they're not on Twitter is when they're hanging out at a bachelorette party. They're not supposed to.
And look, even Alexis saying bachelorette party. We have no idea, but our brains are going everywhere, right?
But again, this is the rumor. This is completely unsubstantiated.
But we know
nothing we said is real.
Nashville is like the you know, bachelorette party hub.
More
all
like,
of a sudden,
you know. Wait, hold on. I wrote it down. You guys ready?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so, you know, McKenny can't get in trouble because he said when he invited the girl into his room, he asked her to show proof of the smash scene.
Instead of the best. Wow, we needed that one. We needed that one. There it is. The smash scene. The smash scene. Okay. RCAB said that wasn't worth waiting for.
This is why I don't write jokes. I gotta go off the top. David from Tampa put boo. Also, David from Tampa said, remember, always take the stairs when breaking the rules. No one be taking the stairs.
You're wow. Right. Wow. Okay. So,
you know, I got to come up with an app. So you go, I'm sorry, I got my Smash Team passport.
Latin, he said, McKenny really took Certified Lover Boy to heart. Yo, it's an album that makes you feel things, all right? Right?
He said, yo, I shaved the heart into my hair. And Didi was like, I don't see it. He goes, look down.
Craziness. Look, for the sake of the team and the team chemistry, you hope that all of this is completely false and whatever. And he was
I don't think it matters. Because remember, even when Winalda and that whole thing happened with Harks, he was like, yo, he's got to be on the team. He's too good. Who cares?
And he got on the team. And what happened in the 98 World Cup? U.S. didn't win one game. Okay?
But that's not because he smashed that dude's wife. It's because we were trash back then. Also,
you think so?
Yes.
Bro.
Yes. No, we were not a good team back then. Wasn't our coach like a young guy who didn't know anything and was just letting them go out there and play like crazy?
No, wasn't
and that's
it,
why they were winning so many games?
It was the European guy. Who was the coach in the 98 World Cup?
Well, that's who they brought in. Wasn't it the... Who gives a shit?
I'm just saying that you... So you're of the point, of the view that it's...
Hey, Droppy95, thanks for hitting that follow button.
If a teammate hooks up with a family member or somebody close to you, you think that this will not affect team chemistry and will not, you won't feel some type of way about your teammate?
You're adults. Who cares?
I don't know, bro. These are young guys.
What if she's in love with the guy? She's not allowed to because her brother plays on the same team as him?
Who gives a shit? I'm just saying if that's the case, look, there's a certain level of maturity.
Crimson Pizza. What if he's trying to qualify for Mipple? Major International League football is very important. Very important.
There's a certain level of maturity. You know, if you're, look, some of these guys are what, 18 to 22 years old. In that area, like if you remember being in high school, somebody making a joke about sleeping with your mom or your sister. Bro,
was high school.
These guys are like, they're months away from high school.
Sit in locker rooms with men with mortgages and children. They must have heard worse. Bruh, everybody wants to get their cheeks clapped, including your sister, your mother, your aunt, your grandma. Wants to get their cheeks clapped.
You heard it here first, folks. Everybody trying to get... cheeks clap. That's all.
Everybody wants to get their cheeks clapped.
There's nothing more innocent than trying to get your cheeks clapped. Right?
It's primal, okay? Your cheeks don't know nothing about no COVID protocol. All they know is that you got the smash scene. And you're trying to get
It's very difficult to eat ass with a mask on. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Although for some, it's suggested.
Okay, that's where we... a Crimson Pizza said, Alexis is very sex positive, and I'm here for it. Yeah,
get in there. Look at all the lengths we go to just to get liquids out of our bodies. Crazy. Okay.
Look, I don't even think it's about being sex positive or not being sex positive. It is simply about... There are always consequences to your choices. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad, positive or negative.
Dad.
I'm just saying...
Actually, I think this is going to help the men's national team. I think now something happened where they have to go into, you know, they have to kind of go into like a little bit of that crisis mode.
Okay.
And I think people are going to come out and try to prove that, you know, this isn't going to affect them. You know what I'm saying?
I like Skeeter Yeet just got here and said, I walk into a Twitch stream hearing two grown men talking about cheeks clappage.
Cheeks clappage is amazing. I know we figured out what followage is.
Right.
You know, now we got cheeks clappage. If Cola Blanca was here, that'd already be an exclamation point cheeks clappage.
Aussie B said, and the U.S. team do so well in a crisis. This is...
Who was it that said the United... There we go. Nero Nation put USMNT, United Sucio Men's National Team.
That's it. Great name. It is. It's not really. It's not about sex at all, right? Like you, there has to be some level of discipline in general. This is why boxers, right? They don't have sex for 3 months while they're training. It requires a level of discipline, especially if you're trying to qualify for a World Cup. Like we all know that. I mean, you let down your teammates by not having that level of discipline because you need to be available for these important games.
So can you just click on the link that David from Tampa put?
Sure.
Because this is absolutely incredible. Apparently, and this is recent.
But this is from The Sun. So let's not... What is this?
Right. Football team SK Braun, quote, has orgy with four women on pitch and caught on security camera after boozy night out.
This is a fake headline. There's no way this is real.
The unnamed stars are said to have attended... oh my God, they put the restaurant Bocone Ristorante in the city after a training game on Monday night. After continuing the evening at a nightclub, they ended up taking a trip to the 17,000 capacity Brand Stadion. It is alleged that members of the party had sex in the stadium, including the dressing room. Phones are said to have been left outside the arena to ensure nobody filmed the event, which was nonetheless caught by security cameras. Reports suggest that there is also evidence that at least some of the revelers entered the pitch before evening finally ended at 5 a.m. Braun fingers have strongly condemned the incident, which comes with the club stuck in last place for Norway's top flight. I don't know. Seems like they're winning. You know?
Okay. It's Damn. Glenn says it's real. This is insane. Okay. Well.
Next episode of Ted Lasso said Aussie AB.
I mean, at least, Weston didn't bring her into the American Outlaw supporters section. To just
Damn,
dude. look.
I believe that we will smash.
This is the main problem. He was unavailable for the game against Canada, which I think he would have been incredibly helpful with. And that is where the disappointment is. Nobody's saying do whatever you want. I mean, obviously, nobody's judging anybody's sex life. Do whatever you want. Hang out with whoever you want to hang out with. But during, your job is to be available for your team. And he broke rules and he was not available. And apparently he broke them multiple times.
I would say he was too available. That's what I would say.
Okay. All right. U.S. soccer had a swipe left on
Immersion on Zero said Weston puts in transfer request to SK Braun.
Okay.
He's like, I don't know. There's something about that club. Really? They just have my essence, you know?
I'm trying to win trophies.
I left it all on the pitch. You have no idea what I left on the pitch.
So that's the biggest issue, man. Two points out of these two matches against the U.S. against El Salvador, which was a game they probably should have won as well.
Also, Landon Donovan sounds like a bit of a square if this rumor is true.
But unforgivable. He's not gonna say. He didn't say unforgivable. He said beyond repair.
Which
that's all.
I kind of think those two go hand in hand, but yeah, beyond repair.
He's kind of.
Berhalter said he would be picked again, and I saw that question go into the chat. Yeah, CAB said seriously, will he ever be picked again? And was it Glenster said Berhalter said he would be. So, come on, so yeah. It's not a beyond repair,
right? So I think
you know what they do. You know those like sports bras that the players wear that have GPS. You can keep them on him. Keep it on him all night.
If
he leaves the bubble.
Buzz Pele asked this question, said, why hasn't any journalist broke it? You know one of them, no. Are they afraid to have their media pass taken by USSF? This is a good question. And people
about to get hours taken by answering this question.
No, because this is, in general, it is, when it comes to American soccer, it is a little bit of a, this is a real, like, not threat per se, but this is a possible consequence. But I don't think
Don't say that. Look, you tend to be told by people who've been around the business that there comes a time where if you don't play nice, neither do they.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily something that is, you know, you don't actually get your stuff pulled or whatever, but it does suddenly become a little bit harder. And it's like a way of saying, like, look, we have a little bit of control as well. So just don't go crazy. We know you got a job to do, but don't go crazy. And like, then it happened to us.
Yeah, it did happen to us. And we can't get into too much detail because we're going to lose our... No, I'm kidding.
I'll say this much. I'm not going to say what happened, but let's just say I needed to apologize.
Not a shocker to anybody. But look,
let me know. Put in the chat if you were surprised by that.
We personally have had to deal with this as well, especially being comedians in this space. And we there is a, you know, you have to be respectful. There's no other way to put it. I understand there's things that there's a certain journalistic integrity that says we got to break the story, we got to figure out what's going on, and eventually it will come out. But at what particular expense? Like, do people want to? So let's say this scenario is real. A journalist reports it, and they actually do lose their credentials. They can never go to another U.S. soccer match, women's national team, men's national team, whatever. If that is the consequence, is it worth it for that person to do that so that we know exactly what Weston did? Like, we know the penalty. We know he's not playing. Do we specifically need to know what happened? Because then it becomes about us and our selfish desire to know all the gossip.
Actually, I think the fact that none of them are saying anything is a clue that the rumors are true, because there's no inspiration to say, like, no, guys, or actually I'm hearing, even if it was vaguely put that it's different from what we're hearing. The fact that no one's saying anything is like, all right, streets know. By the way, Hot Max Express said the English media would have had all the details out by now with pictures and videos. 100% true. But 100% true.
And it is a different landscape here. We've said this all the time. American soccer is not where it is in Europe and not where it is in England. And it is a small group of people that have a lot of influence and a lot of control. And there's the people who work in this business don't want that completely. They don't want their careers kind of stifled or therefore like destroyed or damaged to the point where they can't get access that they really much need to do their jobs. So I'm not saying
CAB said, look at Greenwood and Foden. They had photos of Greenwood's room, which is true. But also, I think, like, if you're one of the people partaking in this and you're not one of the players, let's say you're one of the lovely ladies that they invited over, you know, if you take photos of what's happening, you're going to get paid by that media.
Right.
Like, if you go to the New York Times and go, yo, I got pictures of Christian Pulisic's sister with Weston McKennie, they're going to say, who? What are you talking about? I don't care. Put them up on your Facebook. You
know? Maybe your aunt will like it. I don't know.
All right. Congratulations.
We're not. It's not the same landscape. I'm not saying, like, even these examples of like Greenwood and Foden. Do we really need to know specifically what girls Greenwood and Foden were with? Even though we do. Like, do we specifically need to know who they were with, what they were doing, like, whatever. Like, there is a little bit
Those are two different questions. Like, do we want to know? Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
don't
you want to know?
Do we need to know? No, nobody needs to know anything, but does that matter? No.
I'm saying the specifics of, like, because with Greenwood and Foden, we know who the girls were. That we had the Snapchat. We saw everything, you know, everything about them. And like that obviously we don't need to know that. That's all I'm saying. We don't need to know that to know that these players did something where they broke quarantine rules. They were hanging out with girls or whatever. Like if U.S. soccer said, you know, simply what I just said, what Jeffrey Carlisle said, he had an unauthorized person in his room. He went out to a party, whatever. That is at the very least, that quells these rumors about sleeping with players' sisters and all this nonsense. Like, I don't, even though you're saying, like, the fact that they're not saying anything about it, it feels like it's true. I don't agree with that at all. I don't think
I do.
I don't think that suggests any sort of truth to that. It is simply, I think they may have thought, like, you know, this is enough, just saying what the penalty was. But
I think this is what, I mean, if you look at any soccer media in this country, would hope that they could get to the bottom of what these details are, because it ups their clout, if you will. It ups their value to be the one to break it. So the fact that people do know, because people have said, no, I'm aware. People are like, oh, no, I'm aware of what happened, but I'm not going to say it. That tells me that the rumors are true.
Okay. So look,
also, Bay Area Gunas said, as long as they qualify, no one will care. And that's absolutely true. If the U.S. qualifies for the World Cup, this will be something hilarious we talk about in 5 to 10 years.
See, I'll say it be said. So where are the selfies with McKinney that were taken in the bar on his night out, right? Like, how is it that this very public figure in Nashville, you saw the video of Greg Berhalter running around downtown Nashville. If McKinney did go out, where are these, so, like, who knows how, like, excessive or egregious it necessarily was? But we know that
he actually didn't go to a bar. The rumor is that he hung out in a private party, a bachelorette party.
Who knows? But again, it's all speculation, all rumors. I think at the very least, if, like I said before, if U.S. Soccer put out the statement that Jeffrey Carlisle just did, simply saying he had someone in his room, he went out, and that's why he's going home. Boom. That is at least enough to stop some of these rumors. That's all I'm saying. Because this, all the rumors is what make it more difficult. And you said,
I'm surprised TMZ don't have some on this. Buzz Pele said they drag him McKinney through the mud by not saying anything. Absolutely true. Which also kind of might be a part of his quote unquote punishment, you know?
Right.
We're not coming to his defense because you can't be a part of our defense. You know what
I
mean?
And then, Allegri. Over at what you call it at Juve.
Juventus
is now they're using this as like fodder and evidence that like Weston McKennie has like off the field issues, but whether he does or doesn't. But now it's like now they're wondering whether they should even play him in the match against I think they're playing Sampdoria or Napoli. I don't know who they're playing, but now that's been reported, and that's front page news. In Italy. So it is, I think U.S. soccer did him, like somebody, I forgot who was it, just Buzz Pele, the Dragon McKinney threw them up by not saying anything. This is, like, say what he did, say why he's being punished, and move on. When you don't say why he's being penalized, then this is what ends up happening. And
yeah, I agree with you.
You mentioned before about the Harks Winalda, like that it was reported or whatever, but the only thing that was reported, it was almost pretty much the same thing. Again, we don't know what Weston exactly did, but the way that it said John Harks was like left off the team, and it was kind of vague, the reason. And
it was like for personal matters or something like
and
that.
And it wasn't until Eric Winalda said what he did I think it was years later on ESPN, which is also like wild that's what that's how he revealed it. But Eric Winalda was on TV, and when he said it, then that's when everybody found out. It wasn't a journalist that discovered it, or at least reported it. It wasn't until then that he said it that we knew exactly what happened. So,
but that's also like way more personal. Somebody smashing your girl is way more a private matter, and I'm sure a lot of the reporters were like, I'm not going to be the one to put this out there until he's ready.
Yeah, are we mad at the reporters that didn't say anything at that point?
Bay Area Gunas said Icardi was proud. Also, can I say this? Eric Winalda has a podcast coming out. What a perfect time.
Oh,
huh?
Boy. Oh, boy.
Get out there, buddy.
And I loved the, I think you retweeted it, right?
Taylor Twellman.
Taylor Twellman. So funny. If you didn't see it, Taylor Twellman just tweeted this earlier today, 3 hours ago.
For those of you listening and not watching, it's a video of Taylor Twellman getting off the team bus, and there's two bikini-clad women, one of which is taking off a trench coat, and he's not looking at anything besides the door and just walking by. But there is someone in the background who is like, damn.
Okay.
So the people have screen-capped that and have put Weston under the guy going, damn, and Chipotle on the bikini clad woman.
But yeah, so funny, man. Roberto Cibal said U.S. Soccer would do well releasing a statement saying Weston is separated from the USMNT definitely because of a disciplinary action after his breaching of the team's protocols. And it would blow all over. There'll be speculation, but that way they can wash their hands. But they did pretty much do that.
Yeah, they did say that, but I still think that's not enough. I mean,
yeah,
you know, you have to say something like by not just by leaving the bubble, like, you know, Connor, 5286, thanks for hitting the follow button. You got to say something. You got to do something to stop this barrage of rumors. Then again, it only really seems to be this rumor.
Right, right.
The fact that it's just this rumor and that no one's saying anything, that's what's giving me the inspiration to say it must be true.
I 100% disagree. But I love Bay Raguna said, Twelman was going through a concussion at the time, which is so mean.
that is messed up.
It's so funny.
Luke Stergio said, the damn dude is Alexis looking at food and Taylor is D-fed up with his shit.
Negro Nation, those frosted tips were something. Yeah, those were very popular. Taylor.
Glenster got to go. Glenster, congratulations on being a part of the sports radio show. Congrats, buddy.
Stu Holden was also notorious for those frosted tips as well. So the somebody just followed us and I didn't mention. Did you mention it? Connor 5286. Thank you so much for the follow, Connor.
I did say that, yeah.
Oh, okay. So we'll see. We'll see how this not only affects Weston McKennie when it comes to U.S. men's national team. Obviously, there's another huge game against Honduras that the U.S. men desperately need to win. This is not the start that they wanted, but it's still better than the start that they had in the last qualifying campaign. So but we'll see. I'm actually curious to see how this is going to affect Weston at Juve, because he also got in trouble last year breaking COVID protocol. He had COVID as well. So I'm wondering if this is going to affect his time at Juve, his playing time. You know, now people are now criticizing Weston. Everybody's more because he made one mistake or two mistakes. Who knows how many? Everybody's like, he's an average player. Why did we sign him? All the Juve supporters or whatever. So they were always looking for a reason, and it seems like this is the one that they found. So we'll see how it goes. Okay, what else can we discuss? Because we've just spent about 30 minutes.
Let's talk about what happened in Brazil, because this involves Premier League players.
Right.
I don't know if you heard, Tottenham has actually sent physical trainers to Croatia to help Lo Celso and Christian Romero, because they have to spend 10 days there, right? Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if you know this, England is considered a COVID dangerous zone.
Right.
So,
right. And this is mainly because of Brexit. They're not they didn't get on board with the team and they're like, hey, you're going to have to deal with this.
Yeah. So they're right. Red list. So thank you, RCAB. So because of that, people coming in and out of England in certain countries have to quarantine. Right. Mm-hmm. By the way, so is Brazil. Right. And so is Argentina. So Emi Martinez and Emi Buendia, whatchamacallit, were in Brazil playing for the Argentinian national team. And during the match, they say police officers, but it actually wasn't. It was like health officers.
Health officers, okay.
Health officers walked onto the field to deport them.
They aimed at stethoscopes at you. Hey! <yeah.
laughs> I got the flashlight. What was that? Martin Lawrence's joke? Like, you can't even do nothing. What you going to do with that? I see you. They aimed their flashlights at them. They came onto the pitch during the match to deport them.
Yeah. Wild move to straight up say, like, hey, you got to go. You don't got to go home. We can't stay here type of thing.
in fact, you can't go home for 10 days because you're here, but you can't be here either.
So, I mean, pretty insane scenes. I mean, Brazil, Argentina, CONMEBOL World Cup qualifier, which is exclusively on Fubo TV. Subscribe now, FuboTV.com/Cooligans for a
log
free trial.
Analog. Thanks for hitting that follow button. Yes, please go to FuboTV.com/Cooligans. Come on.
Yes.
We get no money off that. That's just for you.
Just 7-day free trial, Fubo TV. Watch these World Cup qualifiers. And this was what an entertaining match of eight minutes of football. You love to see it. Wild scenes of Messi arguing with these health officers, saying like, you could see him saying like, why did you let us play the game? We've been here for 3 days. How come you didn't stop these guys? It seemed like they were almost... So what I've heard was that they were told that they could not play. It said that the players, that Brazilian health officials said that these players could not play, the ones coming from England. So they apparently... they lied on their paperwork and said that they were coming from Croatia or something like that. I don't know.
Apparently it wasn't a lie. That's what they're doing. They're sending them to Croatia, to a non-red list country,
right,
to do their quarantine there before they go.
So you have to quarantine for a certain amount of time. I think that Brazil has a rule, whether it's 10 or 14 days.
So the thing is, they didn't do the quarantining there. They did it in another country.
But they did it not, I think it was in a shorter window of time than the 10 or 14 days.
They did the layover. They're like, yeah. We did the quarantine.
Well, I mean, they were like, no, we haven't been in England. But they was like, we saw you playing just a couple days ago. What are you talking about? I think that's what they did. And the fact that the game was ended up being suspended because of this is just absolute madness. I don't even understand how this even happens. Why can't you, as soon as they saw the starting lineup, they could have said, hey, these guys cannot play. What in the world would possess them? Oh, it's already gotten to that point. They've already been in the country for a certain amount of days. They've already, they're not any more of a danger for playing 80 more minutes of this game. Right. I get the rules, but enforce them before the game begins. That's what I'm saying.
Roberto Sobal said, it all smells kind of fishy because Willian was in England too, but he was able to play and go on about his life without being taken by health officials, I agree with you, Christian. There's something odd about the timing of it. There's something odd also about the pageantry of it. You know what I mean? To like go do it on the pitch. That also sounds to me like a health official or a policeman or a lieutenant or whatever, a commissioner who was trying to, you know, make a show of it. You know what I mean? Do it in the middle of the match. Because you forget,
I'm going to break this big case. I'm going to be the commissioner. You know?
Should I wear the Bane mask when I go out there? Like, do not wear the Bane mask, dude.
Oh, okay. You're trying to make detective, I see.
Yeah, basically. You know, it's like it's a political play. You know, it's a little bit of marketing, which, look, I'm a fan of, but this is the wrong time.
Nero Nation said, Bolsonaro still salty from July. I can see it, you know? And Crimson Pizza said, the health officers is what my mom used to threaten me with when I wanted pizza instead of broccoli.
Hey.
The health officer is going to come and take you, okay? I'm not going to tell them no, all right?
Yeah. That's like when I would act up in school I would act up in the mall or at the store or something. My mom, Ryan, would point at a white guy and go, oye, policía. And they would say every white guy was a police officer. And also me as a child thought I would get arrested.
Oh, how right was she? Okay.
Yeah, actually turns out she was pretty close to right.
I mean, that's how I operate. I don't know. it's just madness. I mean, look, I've never seen anything like that in a game. And a game of such high stakes, you know, a World Cup qualifier, I can't understand. And also, the interesting part here is that Brazil also had to go through, was under this same rule, and they could not bring players from England. They had 9 players from England that they could not bring. So this idea that the Argentinians were allowed to do it or found a way around it and the Brazilian players could not, I think that is also what led to them being like, no, you got to stop this game because it's unfair. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's, at the end of the day, I honestly do think that that's why this happened. It was like, oh, okay, this isn't going to be even. We're just going to stop the match then.
Yeah. Oh, look, Alciab said this. He said, apparently the quote unquote health police got sucked. That's what I call my fiance, who's a nutritionist.
That's what I call her, too.
He said, apparently the health police got stuck in traffic going to the game. Really? They couldn't have expected traffic? That's an interesting
Also,
take.
Police don't get stuck in traffic. They hit a button and there's no more traffic.
You take the light, you put it on top of the car, and boom. Yeah. Woo! Let's get there.
That's kind of the thing bullies are known for. Sorry we couldn't help you with the murder that was happening. A little bit of a backup on I-80.
The ambulance saying like, oh, I don't know. We tried, but you know, there was a Camaro in front of me. We just couldn't get around them.
We shouldn't have taken the local roads. That's our fault. It's our fault. It was okay. There was a car trying to parallel park. We got out and helped.
Okay. It was just, you know, some days you just don't hit the green lights. It seems like the red lights are out to get you.
I called the mayor. They're not timed appropriately, you know? We're just waiting at red light after red light after red light, you know?
So I am sorry for the loss of your husband.
Yeah. So it looks like the fire's over. I hope you have insurance.
I guess we did our job, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's a little one. There we go. All right. So job done.
Oh my goodness.
Did everyone get out okay? Or
Roberto Ciba said they allegedly had gone to Argentina's hotel first, but they'd already gone. Any of these stories are just absolute. They sound worse and worse. More of these excuses.
This is like an 80s buddy cop movie that you watch and you're like, did this ever get to theaters? How did I end up watching this?
Like, the health police are whack-a-mole trying to find you can't find Lionel Messi, okay? He's somewhere around here.
Just right. Also, here's a hint. The bus is painted with AFA all over it. You can't find it?
Oh, my goodness. These are the worst cops, bro. Wild. Yeah. And look on, and also from a selfish perspective, right? We're on Fubo TV. Fubo TV has the exclusive rights in the United States for these World Cup qualifiers. Brazil Argentina is a huge match that people are trying to watch. And then this happened. So it was so wild because they also did the, after the game, after the stoppage, people were trying to figure everything out. And you saw like, Who was the center back? Otamendi. Otamendi was like pushing cops away to be like, yo, you ain't taking my mans, you know?
Yeah, yo, these are our players.
You arrest him, you arrested me tonight, yeah. All right?
Why do you have two handcuffs?
So, after that scuffle,
yo, Jess Howen said, to be fair, Leo is pretty small. They're like, all right, well, we're gonna take Emmy Martinez. He's a big dude. I can see.
They started doing they played like seven aside. Did you see that? They were playing. They brought the goal to the middle of the pitch, so they only played on half the pitch. But then Brazil Argentina, like the subs, were like, yo, let's just warm up. Let's just play. And they had like a training session, like a mixed training session, in the middle of the, in the stadium. It was pretty crazy.
We'll take Neymar and I'll take that police officer over there. He looks like a good goalkeeper.
Bro, it was FIFA Street, dude. Let's go.
Volta.
Voldemort, yeah. Dude, it was pretty wild. There's a clip of it somewhere.
Someone's playing like Skepta in the background. Troops is doing the voiceover.
Yeah, this is the Fubo had posted it. But look, this is them just training. Against
buddy vibes.
Yeah, dude. They're having a good time. So anyway. Madness, absolute madness. So what else do we got? Anything else?
I don't know if you saw this. R9 and phenomenal. You guys probably remember Ronaldo. Some people say fat Ronaldo. Have some respect, but he is. He said he was on the Galacticos for 5 years, and this is in response to PSG and people saying, well, PSG, they're gonna win Champions League. It's not even a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the wealth of talent that they have. That's really the only competition that's important for them, right? You've heard this before, right, Christian?
Yes, I have.
We do a show about soccer. You've heard this.
Okay.
I've said it, right? You've said it. We've all said it. But he's like, wait. I was on the Galacticos for 5 years, and we never won it.
Mm.
When you think of that, do you think that puts even more pressure? Yeah, this is in Spanish, by the way. Do you think that puts even more pressure on what's his face? On Pochettino?
So let's, I mean, when we think about the wage bill that Galacticos had, which was pretty wild, but I mean, we're in a new era of football. I mean,
and they were crazy though. It was like Zidane, Raul, Beckham,
Carlos.
I mean, Roberto Carlos, crazy,
incredible team. But this time around, I mean, it is the, I don't know about necessarily pressure, but definitely the eyeballs are there's more eyeballs without a doubt.
Figo. Damn, man, just right. Andrew comes in with Figo, completely forgot.
More
Luke Sergio said, "Why does R9 look like McKenny in about 25 years?" Yeah, there's a lot of Chipotle.
I would say this Champions League season will probably be the most pressure because we know definitively that Mbappe will be leaving. They've said we don't need the 200 million. Those 200 million are not as valuable to us than
as having him on the pitch for a full year.
As having him on the pitch for the year and the possibility of winning Champions League.
Right.
So I think the majority of the pressure is going to be for this year and because of the Mbappe situation. But I mean, to compare the two teams, and Champions League is tough. I mean, it's not a full a full season like a regular league.
Yeah, it's a knockout tournament. Anything can happen in those. You know, that's why March Madness is so fun. You know,
and especially now with taking away the away goals, who knows what these knockout rounds are going to look like? How these teams are going to play? Because of the away goal rule being removed, if PSG in a knockout game gets scored on first, it's not going to look good. You're not going to see an exciting level of football. Parking the bus.
They got enough players to be able to break a parking the bus. But here's a question.
I don't know, bro.
Here's a question. Do you think UEFA benefits? It's a yes or no question. Does UEFA benefit from PSG winning this league, or does it hurt them?
I mean, how would it hurt them? What would it even be a scenario? Like, what is the consequence?
Because then it's like, oh, it's like a super team won it, blah, 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 blah. Or do you think it's to their benefit that this PSG win Champions League?
I don't think the question is the right question.
That's the question I'm asking, though.
Yeah,
they benefit, or do you think it's like?
But if UEFA benefits, then what happens? Like, is the game more popular? Is what? Like, I don't even
all those things. All those things.
No, I mean, I don't think UEFA necessarily cares, right?
The reason I asked that question is because my follow up is: do you think it behooves UEFA to start to mold? To find a way to help PSG win this?
No. I have no idea. I don't know why they would care or try to help PSG or whatever.
I think we could agree the longer PSG is in it, the better the ratings will be. This is my problem with you,
messy.
Christian.
It's
messy. You don't think crooked enough, okay?
I can't guide you. But you keep saying
I can only bring you to the illegally stolen water. I can't make you drink. Okay.
It is. You keep saying PSG as like the organization, but it's really Messi brings them the eyeballs. He's on it.
Yes. So, so is Neymar, and so is Mbappe, and so is Sergio Ramos, and so is Donnarumma. To some degree, it behooves UEFA to make sure. This is already they're going to stay in it for as long as possible. The longer they're in it, the more marketing opportunities there are, the more sponsorship opportunities there are, the more eyes there are on this competition. Right or wrong?
Right, right.
Okay, so knowing that, if you were running UEFA, would you not secretly, because I would, try to figure out a way to make sure this team is in it longer?
Look. Like Manjus Andrew said, if it was crooked, then PSG would have won it already. That's kind of how I feel.
That's not true. I mean,
what are they going to do?
That it was just Neymar and Messi and Mbappe last time.
I'm just saying What has UEFA has already looked the other way when it comes to so many things, when it, financial fair play and the salaries on these teams or whatever. Like they've done enough or not enough to stifle PSG in any way. It, the PSG, this is the, obviously this they have a much greater chance of winning, but it, Champions League is a whole nother. It's a whole nother like monster, man. They have to you just have to be good.
You just don't get it.
I just don't get it. What?
I don't think you get it. Look at what FIFA's done. Look at what UEFA's done. They've always tried to figure out a way to make sure that extra money's being made. You know that theory that like in the NBA like they want it to go to a game seven because then they make more money. They do. I'm not necessarily sure the NBA makes changes to make sure it goes to a game seven. But yes, they do want it to go to a game seven because they do make more money. The more matches that are shown, the more games that are shown, the more money you make. I think UEFA, I'm not saying they're doing this and I'm not saying they're going to. I'm saying it behooves them. I think it's important. I think they should.
Going along with what your theory is.
Okay, see, now we're talking.
Haven't they already done this? They've already allowed PSG to sign whoever they want.
So then why stop now?
It's just that you're saying fine. So I'm fine with that. But I'm not even arguing that they're stopping. They've already done what they've not done whatever it is to allow PSG to flourish. They have the best players. They spend all this money. There's no real oversight over their wages or whatever. Who knows? Whatever it is, PSG should be successful based on what you are even already saying.
I think PSG in a Champions League final, I don't think there's a bigger match. I don't think there's a match more people watch this whole year than that.
What else can UEFA do to help push along PSG's agenda?
Have a conversation with somebody's refs. You know, hey.
Fine, whatever. Look,
that's the point I'm trying to make. It's right where my brain went.
But we started with the comparison between if the Galacticos couldn't do it, can PSG be able to do it? And we've seen time and time again that
I think we should make sure PSG does it. I think if I worked for UEFA, I would just be like, boys, Mbappe's. Because now Mbappe wins Champions League.
You're like, boys, and also you're like, no women are here. We will not.
I mean, it is.
Boys club.
It is UEFA. Roberto Sabal said, Champions League is a picky lady. Look at Guardiola, one of the greatest coaches of all time. And he, quote unquote, only won Champions League with the greatest 11 that was ever played, Barcelona of 09 and 11. Yet he hasn't been able to win it with Bayern or Man City. Yet Mourinho won it with Porto and Inter, Di Matteo with Chelsea, Zidane three times in a row. It's crazy. Yeah, I get your point. The point I'm trying to make is we need to change that, okay? UEFA, get in there, tinker a little bit. You feel me? Count the votes ahead of time. Where's Dominion when you need them? I feel like Clasico final would draw the most. You mean
the most viewers?
Barca versus Real? These squads? Ain't nobody care about Memphis Depay, bro.
I don't know about that, bro. He just got a hat trick today. I think people are sleeping on Barcelona, man, this year.
Yeah,
he
got a hat trick today. And did we mention it? No, we talked about McKennie supposedly smashing a player's sister.
Look, my man, just Andrew said PSG won't do it because of the poach tax, the Pochettino tax. Stefan CFCB, El Clasico is the biggest fixture in club football. I ain't denying it, bro. PSG is not on brand level. Just brand, not Messi. You know, when I talk about Messi, but Barcelona, Real Madrid, still, I would argue, still a bigger, that Clasico will still do better ratings than a PSG against anybody.
There's no way to prove it, but maybe we'll put a poll on Twitter because we're almost done here. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee more people would rather watch PSG versus anybody. This PSG versus anybody in the Champions League final versus the shell of a Clásico. That would be this one.
Yeah, Stefan FCB said it was the most viewed game last season, even without CR7.
Messi is the reason.
We'll see what it looks like. Now, you know, we haven't experienced a Barcelona team without Lionel Messi in like 20 years or whatever. It's been a long time since he was there. So it's new territory for everybody. So we'll see what it looks
like.
Ain't
nobody going to care. There's going to be seats empty in Camp Nou. I'm telling you, Messi is the draw. People care more about this PSG team than they do about El Clásico.
All right. Bold
statement. That's my hot take.
From Alexis. We'll see. We shall see. Okay. I think we should wrap up there, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Prem Show podcast. We appreciate it. Again, a reminder of a couple things going on. First, we have a huge surprise coming up real, real soon. So follow
Crimson
us.
Crimson Pizza said clip it. Y'all need to clip that because I'm going to stand by it.
Follow at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels, please. We would appreciate it. Especially follow us on Instagram at Soccer Cooligans. You can see it right here. Oh, thank you, Tom Kaito. Thank you so much for the follow.
Thank you, Tom Kaito.
Follow us on Instagram. We're almost at 25K followers. We're just like about 200 away. Help us out. Purple Cherokee getting gifted sub from Freddy. Thank you, Freddy A, for the love. We appreciate it. So we have
gifted a sub to Cubans 12. Cubans, we got guanos in here.
Vamos, let's go. We have a huge surprise coming up real soon. We should announce it probably later this week. So be on the lookout for that, because it's gonna be definitely, if you're a fan of the Cooligans, you're gonna love it. We're gonna be doing something really, really cool and dropping some really, really cool content around it as well. So it's a huge opportunity for us, and we're trying to do bigger and better things every year, to show like that the comedy world and the soccer world should really be married. So make sure you be on the lookout for that. And a reminder, this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, we will be joined by Christian Ramirez of Aberdeen FC. You remember Christian? He played for Minnesota United. He played for Houston Dynamo, LAFC, U.S. Men's National Team, and he's currently at Aberdeen, absolutely crushing it. And we talked to him from Scotland. So that'll be Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Fubo Sports Network. You can watch on Fubo TV. You can watch for free on FuboSportsNetwork.com. Or you can watch on the Fubo Sports YouTube channel. And it'll be available there. And the podcast will be available on the Cooligans podcast feed as well. Anything else? Anything else I missed?
Thank you, Iron Spore, for saying that this was a great stream. Thank you, Manja Sandu, and everybody else who hung out. Jess Howen says I'm wrong. No, you're wrong. And there you go. That's how you respond to that. But thank you for everyone who hung out with us. If you are listening to this as a podcast and you're not a part of this, look how much fun we're having in the chat. All you got to do is come hang out with us. All you got to do is go to eltwiche.com. That's eltwiche.com. Or you can just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Hang out with us. We do this every Tuesday at 6 yes. p.m. Eastern, which is whatever time it is where you are.
Correct. Y'all the absolute best. Thank you so much for hanging out. I think that's it. Y'all the absolute greatest. We did it again, Alexis.
I mean, we're almost too good at this.
Okay. All right, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!